USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The fate of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine is unknown after Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Moscow would not guarantee that they wouldn't face the death penalty. It depends on the investigation, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News. In response, President Biden said Americans should not be going to Ukraine. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize auctioned off by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov to raise money for Ukrainian children refugees sold Monday night for $103.5 million, breaking all records for a Nobel. Mr. Muratov said he had to do something after seeing what's happening in Ukraine. The Taliban released five British citizens after 6 months of captivity for activities that were against traditions and laws. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August after a deadly and disastrous exit by the United States. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some CBS television executives were arrested for illegally gaining access to Capitol Hill after hours through Democrat Representative Adam Schiff's office last week. The network, in a reply, said it was just a joke. The January 6th committee has a new objector, Republican Vice President Mike Pence.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he won't let Democrats use the January 6th attack at the Capitol as a distraction for what he called their failed agenda. Pence talked with a digital reporter from Fox News on the sidelines of a speech on economic policy at the University Club in Chicago. He said despite what the committee has presented, that his boss instituted a pressure campaign to get him to overturn the 2020 election results, the two parted very amicably on the last day of the Trump administration. Pence called January 6th a tragic day, adding he doesn't think the two will see eye to eye over his duties on that day. The former VP had to be ushered to safety as he was overseeing the certification of Electoral College votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
As Americans watch in dismay the American dream getting pushed aside by the current administration, President Trump on Newsmax overnight says America has never been this low.
Inflation and the economy and everything. I mean, no matter what you look at, the Ukraine war would have never happened. The Russia going into Ukraine would have never, ever happened. And so many other things. It looks like China is starting up. The Iran deal now is we would have had a deal done within a week after the election, and now it's going to be, if there's a deal, which I doubt, it's going to be a horrible deal. They're on their way to being a nuclear power, which you cannot let happen. You cannot let that happen. So it's a very sad time for our country. We're no longer respected as a country, and I don't think we've ever been this low.
The Colombian National Navy used a remotely operated vehicle to get closer and capture new videos and images of the San Jose Galleon, an 18th-century ship that sank off of Colombia's northwest coast. It was sunk by the British in 1708. Its exact location is being kept secret by authorities because the 200-ton payload has been valued at $17 billion. The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.